This is Ozarks at Large, a comprehensive assistance family caregiver program originally available only to post-9/11 veterans seriously injured in the line of duty, is greatly expanding. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich spoke with the caregiver program director at Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks, as well as a participating veteran, to bring us this story.
The newly expanded VA program of comprehensive assistance for family caregivers is rolling out in two phases. On October 1st, eligible veterans who served on or before May 7th, 1975, now qualify with phase two deploying October 1st, 2022, accommodating even more veterans. Michael Strasner, PhD, is a licensed clinical social worker managing the Caregiver Support Program at Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks in Fayetteville.
The original law that was passed in 2010 set up the stage for veterans who were 70% or higher on their service connection to receive caregiver services, including a paid stipend, health insurance, possibly for the caregiver, mental health services, respite care, and other services. In 2018, the John McCain Mission Act was signed by President Trump, which greatly expanded the eligibility as well as the services that are provided to caregivers of veterans. The comprehensive program at the VA is the nation's largest provider of services to family caregivers.
The rationale for the original Family Caregivers Program was to accommodate seriously injured veterans at home, compensating family caregivers rather than outside paid medical aides.
The expansion of the program lessens the burden on hospitals, clinics, as well as our long-term care system by expanding the eligibility to veterans who were injured in the line of duty prior to May of 1975. Those are our Vietnam and Korea veterans who tend to be older and who have cognitive issues, may have neurological disorders, may have several things that our younger veterans post-9/11 might not have experienced. The other issue that is very exciting is that the expansion opened up that these veterans no longer have to apply based upon their service-connected injury. The new law, the expansion law, said we want to provide service to you regardless of why you're coming to us for service. So if you're service-connected at the 70% level, regardless of the reason, we're going to try and assist your family caregiver.
The program initially covered only 20,000 veterans who left service after September 11, 2001. But under the VA Mission Act of 2018, eligible veterans of all eras will eventually be covered.
The Caregiver Support Program at VHSO currently serves 220 families. We have 20 families that are enrolled in the Comprehensive Program and 20 that are in our General Program. As an overview, the Caregiver Support Program has two distinct sub-programs. One is a general program, and that's an array of services for families that might not qualify for the Comprehensive Program. That includes telephone support, case management, online training, peer mentoring, and an 800 crisis line for caregivers. That's the general component. The Comprehensive Program includes those services as well as the stipend, mental health services, and other services. Nationally, we had 20,000 veterans that were enrolled in the program. We anticipate from the VA Central Office statistics that we will have an additional 40,000 veterans that are eligible. In the VHSO service area, we've identified over 1,000 veterans that will be eligible to apply for this new expansion.
U.S. Army veteran Jason Williams, 38, is receiving care from his spouse, Taylor. The couple and their 18-month-old son reside in downtown Springfield, Missouri, a region encompassed by the Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks. Williams served for 5 years in the early 2000s.
And I did most of my services in Germany. I was stationed in Kaiserslautern, Germany, on Right Ordnance Barracks.
Williams' military occupational specialty was as a wheels vehicle mechanic, repairing military vehicles. His service ended in early 2008, however, after a tragic accident.
I was crushed between two Duesenhaves while serving over in Germany. Duesenhave is a military vehicle. They're rather large trucks.
Williams declined detailing the circumstances of his injury.
I'm now required the permanent use of a wheelchair and daily assistance by my wife to just get through the normal day.
We invited his spouse to talk about the home care she provides to Williams, but she's too shy, he says.
Yes, my wife's name's Taylor, and what doesn't she do for me? I'm truly blessed not only for the program, but to have a woman as lovely as she is to take care of me.
Williams says the Veterans Health Care System of the Ozarks Families Caregiver Support Program has allowed his family to thrive.
The main thing is with the caregiver support program, it allows my wife to have a fair wage for the hours that she spends during the day taking care of me where she couldn't work. So it definitely helps us have things that we would normally otherwise have to sacrifice on just for my care, so she can herself as my spouse have a normal life and not have to give up the things that she desires. In order to care for me, which then trickles out and reflects onto my son. He doesn't go without. He doesn't have any needs that aren't met because of that financial stability.
The couple had put off having a child, concerned it would not be financially responsible.
I didn't want to bring a child into a world that he wouldn't have been cared for and given everything he deserves.
Jason Williams encourages other veterans in similar situations to contact their VA medical center.
Absolutely. It's not just about us as the veteran. It's about providing a stable home for your family as well. The truth is there's so many veterans out there that need the assistance that the caregiver support program will provide that are doing it on their own without that extra help. So, you know, their wives are still staying home. They're still taking care of their spouses or, you know, husbands taking care of their wives and not having the benefits of the program and struggling through it. And so it's definitely encouraged for them to get out, talk to their doctors, figure out if they're able to take part in the program. Yeah, I mean, it's so cut and dry. If you qualify, you need the benefits. If you don't qualify, then maybe you can get by without it. There's not really any mistake in the way that they structured it that I can tell. They're very thorough in how they do their in-home assessment and your physical needs and what your spouse might be doing for you already and determining whether that would qualify her or him to be, you know, financially supported in that aspect. It's taking care of a disabled being is a full-time job. It really is.
Caregiver Support Program Manager Michael Strasner says Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks began planning for the family caregivers expansion 2 years ago.
In the last year, we've been ramping up by hiring staff, implementing policies, preparing, working with the Public Affairs Office and with leadership to really start on October 1st to grow the program. So to us, it's not new because we've been working on it for several years.
Strasner says access to information about the VA's Family Caregiver Program has been streamlined as well this year.
One of the aspects of the expansion is they overhauled the application process and they made it really, really veteran-friendly. The easiest way is to go to our website, which is www.caregiver.va.gov, and you can fill the online application. It's estimated to take about 10 minutes. Or you can print the form off and you can mail it to the address on the website. Or you can print the form off and drop it off at any VA facility and it'll be routed to the appropriate program.
And to learn more about the Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks Family Caregivers Program, visit our story link. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.